Well, unfortunately, because we had these 21 hardliners that wouldn't vote for any stopgap measure, even one that secured the border and that cut spending by 30%, once we tried conservative approach A, they killed it. We tried conservative approach B, they killed it. We tried conservative approach C, they killed it. We tried conservative approach D, and they killed it. And as a result, really, their total stubbornness to accept any conservative solutions meant that we had to go build to 218 votes, a majority of the House, in some other way. That meant for a solution that was less conservative, and it's a shame. But that's what you get when you have people who simply refuse to be a part of a solution.